Okay, you might want to get close to your radio.
My deal is we can have an honest conversation where both sides have some issues.
I love it.
I want to officially welcome you to News One Now with Roland Martin.
Hello, I'm Roland Martin. Today on News One Now, an exclusive interview with Nation of Islam Minister Louis Farrakhan. Our discussion dealing with Justice or Else, the 20th anniversary march of the Million Man March, also the Millions More movement 10 years ago. We'll talk about the issue of justice. What does justice or else means? Also, Black Lives Matter movement, youth mobilization. We'll cover it all. It's time to bring the funk right here on News One Now on TV One. Years ago, 1 million black men descended on the National Mall here in the nation's capital for the Day of Atonement, also called the Million Man March. It was called forth by Nation of Islam Minister Louis Farrakhan. Many people thought that it was not going to actually happen. Many said that there's no way that number of black men would somehow come to the nation's capital. It caught America by surprise, but those of us who were in black media understood what was taking place because there were any number of individuals, thousands who were participating in the run-up to the march, going to various events in Houston, in Dallas, in New York, Chicago, Detroit, Philadelphia, all across this country. But many folks forget is the Million Man March was at a unique time in American history. You have the O.J. Simpson case, you have the attacks on black men in national media. And here we stand 20 years later. An African American sitting in the White House. Yet you have black men who are gunned down by police, black women who are being gunned down by police. You have young folks taking to the streets in massive marches in cities across this country, demanding justice for police, demanding justice in jails. So the question is, what will take place when it comes to justice or else? Joining us right now is Nation of Islam Minister Louis Farrakhan for his first live national broadcast on television. Minister Farrakhan, glad to have you here on TV One.
Very honored to be here with you, Brother Roland. Thank you so much for allowing me to be with you.
Did you think when you stood on the steps of the U.S. Capitol 20 years ago that we would be literally having the same conversation 20 years later?
I could not see that far, but it is tragic that what brought us to the mall 20 years ago has intensified now, even with the present president of America being a black man. Now we are suffering greatly because in that 20 years, since the Million Man March, we had the growth of the prison industrial complex, and Bill Clinton, whom we thought was the first black president, on his watch, more black men and women were imprisoned. The sad thing is, in 1995, the Reverend Jesse Jackson, speaking at the Million Man March, brought up the fact that at the same time that we were in Washington, on the Capitol, in the Capitol, on the Hill, there was an argument raging over crack cocaine and its cocaine. Powdered cocaine and what the prison sentence would be.
In fact, it was 100-1, and one of the first bills the president signed reduced it to 18-1, but you still have a disparity when it comes to crack cocaine and powder cocaine.
Absolutely. So as crack cocaine started coming in, and the sad thing again is under Reagan Bush, his desire to stop the flow of or the movement of socialism in Central and South America, he went to the Congress to get money to fight that war, and Congress rejected it. So Iran became a center again, giving weapons for money, and then drugs began to pour in to the country like opium went into China to bring out silver. Drugs came into the black community to siphon off the strong consumer power of black people to finance a war in Nicaragua against the Sandinistas. During that time, jails became filled with black men, and we went to work for IBM and Motorola and other Fortune 500 companies in prison. We learned how to do what they do in their factories, but when we were released as felons, we couldn't any longer get a job. So slavery, we went back into slavery by being a felon, so the guarantee of the 13th Amendment no longer suited us.
When you spoke of the whole issue of drugs coming to the country, Gary Webb with the San Jose Mercury News did that report. And in fact, his reports dropped almost a year after the Million Man March caused a ruckus in the country. And in fact, last year, there was a movie came out called Kill the Messenger, starring Jeremy Renner, that dealt with that. But even now, when you look at what's happening right now, what I find to be interesting is that I had a major civil rights leader tell me 3 years ago that they have had more success with Republican governors on sentencing reform and criminal justice reform than they had from Democratic governors. Right now, you have the Koch brothers who are pushing for sentencing reform, but you have some Democrats who are resisting. And so it's interesting, these strange bedfellows on one of the most critical issues, mass incarceration, the number of folks going in jail, and you still don't have the political will for folks to actually move. And so you have some Democrats who are afraid to move, and you have Republicans who are saying, let's move. I find that to be all quite interesting.
Well, Lucifer and Satan are brothers. We catch hell under both, whether it's Republican or Democrat. We have not benefited, even though we give our all to the Democratic Party. And that's the sad thing about the politics that we've been engaged in. Today, now, we have a choice between Hillary Clinton and
Democratic side. You got Hillary Clinton, you got O'Malley, you got Bernie Sanders, Vice President Joe Biden, Jim Webb of Virginia.
But none of them can save America from what is coming down on this country. If you listen to the talk of the Republicans and the Democrats, they don't seem to realize the time that America is in right now. America has to pay for what she has done, not only to us and the Native Americans and the Hispanics, but America has to pay for the evil that she has done, not only here, but throughout the world with the wickedness of her foreign policy.
When you say has to pay, what does that mean?
It means that the Honorable Elijah Muhammad said to us that in the day of judgment, justice will be the weapon that God will use. What does that mean? Jesus said, as a man soweth, the same shall he also reap. And Obadiah the prophet says, as thou hast done, so shall it be done unto thee. So if America has to pay for the evil that she has poured out, not only on us and the Native Americans, but on people all over the world in a time like this, then America should see, and the leaders should see, that something has to be done to allay what God is doing in the destruction of the greatest nation that has appeared in the last 6,000 years.
When we come back, I want to talk about the meaning of justice or else. Also, we'll discuss in this hour what the agenda is going to be also moving forward. Then we'll also reflect back on the Millions More movement as well. Coming up, folks, we'll do that right here on News One Now on TV One. Again, our exclusive interview with Nation of Islam Minister Louis Farrakhan as we have a countdown leading to the 20th anniversary of the Million Man March taking place on October 10th, 2015, here in the nation's capital. It is 9 after the hour, News One Now on TV One.
Beginning Monday,
Roland Martin kickstarts your day at 7. Get the latest headlines, spirited debates, and celebrity guests. News One Now with Roland Martin, every weekday morning at 7, starting Monday on TV One.
All right, folks, on Monday, September 14th, don't forget, News One Now is moving to 7 a.m. Eastern. That's 6 a.m. Central. Enough of my West Coast folks. I'm sorry. It's going to be 4 a.m., so you're going to have to set your DVR, or you can always get up early with us. And so we're moving to 7 a.m., bringing you all the news and information, politics, culture, entertainment, and sports the way we only do it best. So don't forget, Monday, News One Now moves to 7 a.m. right here on TV1.
So you want the truth. Well, we got it.
That's how I talk. God knows it. I'm just straight.
It's News One Now with Roland Martin.
We responded to a call. And look at what is present here today. We have here those brothers with means and those who have no means. Those who are light and those who are dark. Those who are educated, those who are uneducated. Those who are business people, those who don't know anything about business. Those who are young, those who are old. Those who are scientific, those who know nothing of science. Those who are religious and those who are irreligious. Those who are Christian, those who are Muslim. Those who are Baptist, those who are Methodist. Those who are Episcopalian, those of traditional African religion. We got them all here today.
Well, welcome back to TV One's News One Now, our exclusive interview with Nation of Islam Minister Louis Farrakhan. It's been 20 years since the Million Man March, and many of those issues are still alive today. Minister Farrakhan, before we went to the break, I talked about the name of this is Justice or Else. What does that actually mean?
The prophets of God, whenever they came to an errant nation, they represented justice. In their preaching was guidance and warning, and in that warning was a threat. And so the Bible history, the Quranic history, the history of the nations is that they always accompanied that message, the threat. Justice or else means what? Dr. Martin Luther King, may God be eternally pleased with him, on the night before he was assassinated in Memphis, Tennessee, he was talking to the people about the sanitation workers, the injustice of their salaries and their treatment, and he said, we have to find a way to redistribute the pain. He talked about going to those businesses that benefited from black dollars, and he said, we have to now withdraw our economic support so that those who give us pain can receive some pain in return.
In fact, he was referencing in that very passage, Reverend Jesse Jackson Sr., who at the time was leading Operation Breadbasket, which is about driving dollars to black businesses.
That's correct. So Dr. King at that time in 68 made mention that black people in America, our consumer dollars made us the 10th richest nation in the world. Only 9 nations had more money than we, but the 9 nations before us had an educational system, television, radio, train system, roads, and all of the things that go for a nation. But here we are with more money than they, with no institutions to show what that money could do for us. So Dr. King said, we'll withdraw our economic support. Today, according to what I have read, we have in the neighborhood of $1.1 to $1.5 trillion of consumer power, which makes black people like a carcass where all the vultures gather to suck the life out of us. So in the or else for us, you're either going to treat us right, or we're going to withdraw from you our economic support. So we're going to start right at the Million Man March anniversary We intend to boycott Christmas, but not Jesus. We think that they have taken advantage of us and our consumer dollars by materializing the respect and honor of Jesus and making it a bonanza for white business. So on Black Friday, we won't be there.
And in fact, last year
it started
and Black Friday sales were down. Folks tried to give, say that was because of online purchasing, things along those lines. But there were a number of African-Americans who chose not to spend dollars on the Friday after Thanksgiving.
We choose not to spend dollars on Black Friday, Black Saturday, Black Sunday, Black Monday. We are not going to spend our money for the rest of that year with those companies that we have traditionally spent our money on. It's a shame, Brother Roland, that a white man from the North Pole with 8 reindeer can knock Jesus to the curb on a day that is supposed to honor his birth. So on that time, we spend more money for alcohol, more money for material things, more money for drugs. Everything gets a benefit from our fantastic foolishness in honor of Jesus. This year, I'm asking all the pastors in America, don't go out and buy a tree, because that's a heathen practice, as it is written in the 10th chapter of Jeremiah. Take your money and put it in your pocket. And on that day, let's reserve that day for the honor of Jesus the Christ. What were his last words to us? He said, love ye one another, even as I have loved you. Let's go home. Gather the family around the table. Take the money that you've saved by not spending foolishly and buy good, clean food from an organic food market. Learn how to shop with your own black brother and sister. And when they feel the pain of our withdrawal of our economic power from them, then we can talk about real change in America that has not happened. Emmett Till was murdered 60 years ago, and 60 years later, we're still suffering the same thing. Something has got to give, and so we intend to organize our people as never before to resist our killing. A judicial killing by police, but the worst thing, Brother Roland, is our killing of each other inside every neighborhood where we live.
I want to pick up on that when we come back. We're going to a break right now. We'll talk with Minister Louis Farrakhan about Justice or Else taking place on October 10th, 2015. It is the 20th anniversary of the Million Man March. If you want to send me a question, do so via Twitter at Roland S. Martin or at News One. You can also visit our Facebook page, my personal Facebook page as well. 21 after the hour. News One Now on TV One.
The first step is to join the movement.
Begin to mobilize and move people to action now.
Step number 2, roll out.
The way I roll is when you've shown one time you can do it, no excuses after that.
We're your centerpiece for black thoughts in America. It's News One Now with Roland Martin. Roland Martin.
And those of you who know the plight of my father knows that whenever any black man is in trouble, right, he always come to your aid.
Right. Come on.
Never be ashamed to stand up and say that Farrakhan is a friend of the black man.
Welcome back to News One Now, our exclusive interview with Nation of Islam Minister Louis Farrakhan leading up to the 20th anniversary of the Million Man March. Minister Farrakhan, before we went to the break, you talked about the killings taking place in our neighborhood, in our communities. And it was very interesting to me. I had a white gentleman who tweeted me earlier, you need to be more focused on this. And I said, well, why don't you talk about white on white crime? I said, you don't get to tell me what to do, then I ain't gonna tell you what to do. But what's interesting is when we talk about what's happening in our community, we do have to confront the reality of the number of smart, brothers, potential breadwinners, brilliant minds that are being buried and never getting a chance to live their life to the fullest. How do we stop it?
My dear brother Roland, our community has become a cesspool of filth, indecency, drugs, guns, unemployment, and it looks as though there are those that are in our community, not from our community, that take advantage of the social engineering that has engineered our youth into a savage condition. What can we do? I was in Atlanta recently, and I had the privilege of talking to Martin Luther King III. And he raised that same question, Brother Roland, what can we do? And I said to him, brother, your father taught us nonviolence. And he thought and believed that our nonviolence and our love shown to white people who were always violent toward us would change their hearts. 50 years after Dr. King, and if you have his words, he said, my dream that I talked about has now become a nightmare. We have not changed the hearts of those who have murdered us outside of the law of justice. So what shall we do? We are now killing each other. We are raping and robbing and pillaging our own communities. Our own communities are not safe. The elderly can't walk the street. The children can't play for being shot down by gang conflict. So I call for, Roland, 10,000 fearless black men who death is sweeter than continued living under tyranny.
I want you to hold that, because I want you to get that soundbite ready, because I was doing a Newsmax the other day and I was reading Breitbart. So a number of conservative sites are suggesting that you're calling for the killing of police. So I want you to speak to this. The critics are saying, you were saying police, you were saying whites in America.
Yes. White folks jumped all over that and said, Farrakhan is calling for 10,000 fearless black men to go out and kill white people. Now, I'm passionate, but I'm not stupid. To call for 10,000 black men to go out and kill white people, what would that bring on us? Can we stand that kind of heat? Where are the weapons? Who has the weapons? This is a well-armed country. 315 million guns among the American people. How many black people are allowed to have guns legally? And most of the guns in the inner city are illegal. No, I'm not calling for that. So they rush to say, I'm going to kill white people. But here's what I really meant. You know, and I know, and black people know that white policemen kill us. The prosecutors are liars. The judges are liars. The forensic specialists all are conspiratorial in getting a white person off. They have killed us, but they've never had to pay the price. The law of retaliation that's in the Bible and in the Quran says it is a prescription. You don't go to the hospital or to the doctor with a malady and he doesn't give you a prescription. A prescription for us is those who kill us and seem to get away with it, we cannot allow it to continue. We must rise up and kill those who kill us outside of the law of justice. And when they feel death like we feel death, when they feel pain at the burying of their dead like we feel it, then maybe we can sit down to a table and act like civilized people. That's why I said, if the federal government, That's the monster. The federal government has never interceded to see that black men and women tried and killed get justice. So when we come to Washington, we're not coming to play with the government. We're not coming to play with the forces that take life out of us. And neither are we going to play with the life in the black community that's killing us. So I said, the 10,000 fearless, we're going to be inside our community, standing between the guns of the gangs. We're asking for 10,000, but you got to accept to be trained by the Nation of Islam and the fruit of Islam so that we can teach you how to be with your people. We are not killers of our people. No Nation of Islam member carries a weapon. We don't believe in the carnal weapons of this world. However, we have to be trained to go into our community with the love that we have for our own people and stand in the gap. But I tell you, Brother Roland, when we go in our community to stand in the gap, you'll find there are rogue policemen that suck the life out of our community. And the police department, you know this. And if you don't know it, you will know it. Because all the rogue cops want to be in the black community. Darren Wilson didn't want to be in the white community policing white people. He wanted to be in the black community where the action is. Police know where the drugs are. They go in and raid. There may be $200,000 on the table. They take $160 or $170 and put $30,000 back in the police thing, and then they divide the money up. They kill our people, too. So they put our young people out there to sell drugs as well.
So when you say 10,000, you're talking about 10,000 protecting black neighborhoods. And when you say hunt them down, that is those who do harm to our community, they get turned in. What does it actually mean? Because I'm hearkening back to the Deacons of Defense in the Civil Rights Movement who protected black neighborhoods from the Klan.
We have to protect our community. Our elderly need to be able to walk in peace. Our children need to be able to grow up and not be buried at a young age. Who's going to do that? The police are not stopping the violence in our community. Our leaders are not stopping the violence. We have to come together like men and women and love our people enough to go in and stand in between these guns and set up conflict resolution centers where we can bring the beefs into a place, end the beef, and make brotherhood live. Blessed are the peacemakers. They shall be called the children of God. And we are that, and we intend to do that in our community.
We come back and
not kill white people.
We come back and want to talk Black Lives Matter and also this generational divide, because as you've been traveling around the country, you've specifically been targeting young folks. So we'll deal with that when we come back right here on News 1 Now on TV 1 24 before top of the hour. Back in a moment.
Beginning Monday, Roland Martin kickstarts your day at 7. Get the latest headlines, spirited debates, and celebrity guests. News 1 Now with Roland Martin, every weekday morning at 7, starting Monday on TV 1.
We thank all of the black newspapers, radio stations, commentators, disc jockeys who really talked up the Million Man March. The mass media did not get involved until the last minute, and it seemed as though they got involved with another agenda in mind.
Welcome back to News 1 Now, our exclusive interview with Nation of Islam Minister Louis Farrakhan. Minister Farrakhan, I want to pick up on that point, and that is, it's interesting, I have been highly critical of Bill O'Reilly, Juan Williams, Megyn Kelly, Don Lemon, and others who are misconstruing purposely, in my mind, what's happening with Black Lives Matter. And it just simply speaks to why you have to have black-owned media that controls the message. As you've been traveling around this country, you've been doing interviews with largely black media. And with Black Lives Matter, it is interesting the attacks that are going on, and I think it's because they are being just a little too effective for a lot of folks.
These are young people that represent the future leadership of our people. They have the strength to stand up for themselves and the value of their lives. Yes, all lives matter, but don't change the narrative of that group. Come among them and change the language. The language is Black Lives Matter. And let me say to the police who say police lives matter, all lives matter, white lives matter, but no life has mattered that is black in America. And that is what we have to put a stop to. Black lives do matter, and all life does matter. But if black lives don't matter, then why should your life matter, since all your lives came from the black man and woman? Black lives do matter. So I say to the sisters and brothers in Black Lives Matter, keep on pushing, and we are with you. And don't let anybody cause you to change your narrative. Black lives matter, justice or else.
You have spoken, as you've gone across this country, about this generational divide. And there is a lot of distrust when I talk to young folks, when it comes to elders. How do we deal with that? Because you need young, just like in this Black Freedom Movement, you had young folks with their energy and vitality, but then you also had older folks with their wisdom, knowledge, and experience as well. You gotta have both. You can't have one without the other.
What's the problem, Brother Roland, is the elders are the products of Pharaoh. And they speak like that which would please the former slave master. Young people don't want to hear that kind of leader, that kind of talk. So the Pharaoh people, the people that want to integrate, the people that want to be close to their former slave masters, the people that want to pat on the back by white people, you are finished with young black people. We don't want you because you are the enemy inside of a black face. But today, the youth are saying, It's like it was when the children of Israel had spied the promised land and wanted to go in, but the land was filled with giants. What did the elders say? They told Moses and Aaron, look, man, you tell God to go in that land and get rid of the giants, then we'll come in. And God said, no, we'll let you die in the wilderness, and we will take your children, and they will inhabit the promised land. The promised land is not for weaklings. The promised land is not for cowards. The promised land is not for elders who don't see the value of our having land of our own and having a self-independent life, free of the dictates of our former slave masters. And that's why I'm happy to be on TV One. I'm happy to be with Roland Martin, because this is your show. This is our station. And when you're free to have your own, you are the director. And that's what we want for our lives.
Well, we're about to direct ourselves to a commercial break. We'll be back with Nation of Islam Minister Louis Farrakhan right here on News One Now on TV One as we roll forward to October 10th, 2015, the 20th anniversary of the Million Man March called Justice or Else. Back on News One Now in a moment.
You can call it a million man march, a 2 million man march, a 15 million man march.
I would have changed it to Black Minds Matter.
But it takes a leader to have the guts to do what's right and say what's right.
Educate, man. The more we know, they can't even play us. Can't do that.
If you can afford the resources to be able to participate, then participate.
Wherever you are, we are your centerpiece for Black thoughts in America. It's News One Now with your host, Roland Martin.
Welcome back to News One Now, our continuing discussion exclusive with Nation of Islam Minister Louis Farrakhan. Mr. Farrakhan, let me ask you this. And I asked you this 10 years ago with the Millions More Movement. What was a failure after the Million Man March that you should have done, could have done, but didn't do?
I read a critique by President Obama. He was Barack at the time. We could have organized much better. And if we had organized and kept organizing the people that were with us in our local organizing committees, we would have been much, much stronger. Reverend Jackson and some of the civil rights leaders felt that atonement, reconciliation, and responsibility was good, but we didn't have a legislative agenda. So we put together a policy book for the next 10 years on what blacks should be doing and organizing to do. So 10-10 is important, but 10-11 is more important.
And I want to ask that because, again, 10 years ago, you talked about the creation of 9 ministries. Pull the graphic up, please. Health and Human Services, Agriculture, Education, Defense, Art and Culture. And you also talked about, please pull the next one up, please. And that is Trade and Commerce, Justice, Information, Science and Technology. And 10 years ago, you also mentioned the need for a National Black Emergency Fund. So with 10-11, as you stated, and been so important, and we're seeing this even with Black Lives Matter, how a march is one thing, but what happens after that is another thing. Have you made that clear to everybody involved that they can't lose that momentum of gathering people and not create the database and then and keep folks engaged and understand this is for the long term?
This has to be more than a charismatic personality like myself. We have brilliant black men and women among us that can help us plan. We had 9 ministries that we put up. We're going to do that again because we have to form the foundation of governance among ourselves. We have to do trade, but we have to have land in order to produce product that we can trade with our people around the earth. There's so much that we can do to better our condition, and this time, we cannot let it slip in the cracks. So we're calling together scholars, and I hope, Brother Roland, that you would give us some names of people that you know that are interested in making black lives better as we make black lives matter.
You said 10 years ago that what also happened was that many of the very critics of the Million Man March were afraid to stand with you until all of a sudden they saw all these brothers showing up in D.C. Is it also important for black leadership to understand that you have to leave your differences at the door for the betterment of black people moving forward in order to be change agents?
Yes. Brother Roland, our leaders, I hate to say it like this, but we're bought and paid for. We're hirelings now. So we can't always say the thing that needs to be said for fear. of somebody yanking a paycheck away from us. We have to become so in love with our people and so desirous of liberation for our people that we don't allow ourselves to become whores in the process, that we can be bought and paid for to keep justice from our door. I mentioned Bobby Kennedy. Bobby Kennedy will speak at the march, God willing. He came to me and told me of a lead scientist at the CDC that worked on a vaccine that became genetic specific, that it would harm black males in particular. That lead scientist wants to come before Congress under oath. Congress will not allow him to come. And it seems like the pharmaceuticals have paid off members of Congress. I'm going into all of this on the 20th anniversary of the Million Man March because whores cannot lead this nation. Whores cannot make democracy work if you can be bought and paid for. So we're going to expose this. I'm very sorry, but if you are like, what's that woman, Madison, that has this little thing that...
Oh, the cheaters website.
Yeah,
Ashley cheaters. Madison.
And they didn't think that they would be hacked, and all of a sudden people are committing suicide because somebody hacked. Well, somebody's got to tell the truth on those of our leaders who are bought and paid for. You better come home and let's go to work to free our people. Otherwise, you will be exposed, and our people will rise up against you. The masquerade is over, baby. We're going to have to clean it up.
We'll be back in 60 seconds for final thoughts right here on News 1 Now on TV 1.
Beginning Monday, Roland Martin kickstarts your day at 7. Get the latest headlines, spirited debates, and celebrity guests. News 1 Now with Roland Martin every weekday morning at 7, starting Monday on TV 1.
Got about a minute and a half left, and I'm interviewing with Nation of Islam Minister Louis Farrakhan. Mr. Farrakhan, you are 82?
82.
You could easily be chilling, relaxing with the wife, grandkids. Why this? Why now?
I have to keep going. Our people's condition demands it. Somebody has to have the courage to speak the truth to power without fear. I'm 82, and many of my enemies expect me to be dead. I'll be burying a lot of you, believe me. I have work to do, and God is with me, and so I have to do this work. I'm asking now for the Latino community, the Native American community, join us at 10:10:15. I'm asking for the soldiers who were lied to and went to war and came back broken. Come on, man, somebody has to stand for you. I'm asking for women who can't get equal pay for equal work. Come on and let's unite and let's get justice or else.
Minister Farrakhan, we surely appreciate it. Also, folks, the minister asked if they could come back before the march, and I said, well, my show, yeah. So we'll do that. We'll have another conversation before the 20th anniversary. Thanks a bunch. I surely appreciate it.
Love you.
Thanks a bunch, folks. Tomorrow, News 1 Now, we'll talk about a California program that pays thugs to stop thugging, and Joy Reid is here on the show. Holla!
Beginning Monday, Roland Martin kickstarts your day at 7. Get the latest headlines, spirited debates, and celebrity guests. News 1 Now with Roland Martin every weekday morning at 7, starting Monday on TV 1.
Wherever you are, we are your centerpiece for Black thoughts in America. It's News 1 Now with your host, Roland Martin.